The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Together. News Talk 710 KNUS Denver.
The following program is paid for by Mike Boyle.
He spent almost 40 years in and around the restaurant industry. He's been an owner and an operator. He's a member of the Colorado Restaurant Hall of Fame. The last quarter of a century, his radio shows have been keeping you updated on the ever-changing Colorado restaurant scene, where he invites you to join him, both on the air and for meals at area restaurants. He's Mike Boyle, and this is The Restaurant Show.
And we are back on The Restaurant Show. I'm your host, Mike Boyle. If you're just now joining me, we're happy to have you. But we start at 10 o'clock on Sunday. We take attendance. We're always looking for you. I'll be with you up until 12 o'clock. We're taking your calls 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. We're doing kind of a patriotic weekend. Yesterday, of course, was the 4th of July. 244 years ago yesterday, John Hancock put his signature on the Declaration of Independence, the first and only person to sign on July 4, 1776, because the other 55 signers signed a little bit later. Remember, you know, we didn't have light rail, and we didn't have cars, and we didn't have Harley-Davidson motorcycles and all of that type of stuff. You had people from 13 colonies, so it took them a while to get to Philadelphia and sign the Declaration of Independence. And we were talking in the last hour about why John Hancock signed it so big, and there's kind of a myth. We did a little research during the news, kind of a myth that he did it that big to stick his finger in the eye of the King of England. No, it turns out Tim in Westminster was right. Yes, he was just doing it out of civic pride. He just wanted to say, I'm affixing my name. I want it to be loud and clear. I want it to be seen. I want it to be visible. I want people to read it. It's not going to be some moronic scrawl. It is going to be John Hancock. Anyway, 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. I've been finding some Independence Day weekend trivia. Do you know when Congress made Independence an official holiday for federal employees? It was an unpaid holiday made in 1870, but in 1938, Congress changed Independence Day to a paid federal holidays. Yes, indeedy. The average age of the signers of the Declaration of Independence was 45. The youngest was Thomas Lynch Jr. of South Carolina, 27. The oldest was Ben Franklin, 70, of Pennsylvania. The lead author of the Declaration, Thomas Jefferson, was 33 years old. 303-696-1971. Give me a call. 303-696-1971. I hope you enjoyed that Red Skelton about the Pledge of Allegiance, the way we ended the last hour. We're going to end this hour with something that I think is going to just flat blow you away. I do not understand people that don't stand for the national anthem. I don't understand people that can't put their hand over their heart when they say the Pledge of Allegiance. I don't understand people that can't take their hat off when the national anthem is played. That's just me. That's just the way I was raised. That's, believe it or not, still the way I feel today. But I just have to tell you something. You're going to really like this rendition of a thing called The Flag, is how we are going to wrap up this hour. We're talking a little bit about travel, staycations. You have an idea for a staycation, I'd love to hear from you. We're going to talk a little bit more about Philadelphia when we come back. Did you know that Philadelphia, behind the Vietnam Wall, overlooking the reflecting pool in Washington, D.C., Philadelphia has the largest, or it would be the second largest, permanent Vietnam War Memorial display. I'll tell you about it when we come back.
If you like Chinese food, good Chinese food, find yourself in the Castle Rock area and you'd like to support a proud U.S. Army veteran, then head on over to the China Cafe, 734 Perry Street in the Safeway Shopping Center, just off I-25 at the Plum Creek exit. Leanne Jin and her husband recently bought the business. It had been her dream while spending almost 10 years in the Army. He's the talented cook in the kitchen and she's the smiling face you see when you enter. China Cafe serves lunch and dinner 6 days a week. They're closed Mondays and features a lot of the basic Chinese items we've grown to love. Start with some soup, hot and sour, egg drop, wonton, maybe have an egg roll appetizer, then stuff your face with wonderful Mongolian beef, sesame chicken, or Mike's favorite, the lemon chicken. Each plate comes with your choice of fried or steamed rice. China Cafe has a liquor license, plenty of free parking for now. However, they've decided to continue with takeout and delivery only. So call them to order. And for details on when they'll reopen their dining room, their number is 303-688-8013. 303-688-8013. Be sure to say hello to Leanne. You'll love her, and you'll be supporting a proud Army veteran and a small family business. China Cafe in Castle Rock.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and if you don't pay attention, this could be just a little bit confusing. Remember the Egg and I's great Colorado company? Well, they got bought out by First Watch, a big company out of Florida. And the franchisees, they were offered the option. They could stay with First Watch, they could sell their stores, but those were the ways they had to handle it. Well, the guy that had the store in Centennial Highlands Ranch in Parker, Rich Yoke, Y-O-K-E, isn't that a great name for a guy that owns egg restaurants? Anyway, he sold Centennial. He sold Highlands Ranch, but he kept Parker. So First Watch said, you can keep the menu, you can keep the recipes, you can serve the same great dishes 7 days a week, but you gotta change your name. So the store in Parker on Main Street is now called The Egg and You. The dishes are wonderful. Omelets, skillets, scrambles, all of them. They're all available. Stop by The Egg and You on Main Street in Parker and tell them you heard about it from Mike Boyle on The Restaurant Show.
For over 30 years in Castle Rock, the owners of Pegasus Restaurant, John and Janie DeLay, have enjoyed seeing you because Pegasus is about, sure, good food and good service, but it's more than that. It truly is a neighborhood gathering place, a place where longtime Castle Rock residents knew they could get a good meal, big portions, hearty plates, and when new residents or just people from the area stopped by, they were always greeted with a smile before sitting down and enjoying a fabulous selection of breakfast items or a wide, varied menu for lunch. And while Pegasus did fine during the shutdown, a big part of the enjoyment that John and Janie get from the restaurant business is being able to see you, chat, learn about you, and how you're doing. You can still do takeout if that's your preference, but why not go by, relax inside or on the patio and order a breakfast favorite, the chiladas, or a big fluffy omelet. Here's an idea. With your breakfast, enjoy a mimosa flight. For lunch, nice sandwiches and salads. Maybe try a longtime favorite, the French dip. And the burgers are always special. Pegasus is open 7 days a week during dine-in breakfast and lunch. If you prefer to take out, give them a call at 303-688-6746. Pegasus in Castle Rock. You're going to love it.
Well, it's a bloody Mary morning, baby. Left me without warning sometime in the night. So I'm flying down to Houston with forgetting her the nature of my flight.
All right, 14 minutes after 11 o'clock, 303-696-1971. Before we get back to our callers, Philadelphia Vietnam Wall has the names of 648. You know, there's 58,000 names, of course, on the Vietnam Wall in Washington, D.C. But the Philadelphia Vietnam Wall, 648 of Native sons. They're Philadelphia kids. It died in Vietnam, and it's right down there on the Delaware River, and if you ever get an opportunity to find yourself in Philadelphia, I tried to go last summer. Philadelphia is the only Major League Stadium that I have not been in. Now, you say, well, Mike, you were there at the All-Star Game. in 1996, 1997, whichever one it was. Yeah, but they built a new stadium since there. I did try to go back about 10 years ago, flew into Philadelphia, and then we were going to take the train up to New York, go to Yankee Stadium, go to the All-Star game at Citi Field where the Mets play, and it rained buckets that night. We were in Philadelphia, and so we didn't get to go to a game. But it's very impressive, and if you're into staycations and if you're looking for things to do, Philadelphia is a town that just reeks of history. 303-696-1971. Let's go to Scott in Colorado Springs. Scott, welcome to the show. Happy Sunday.
Thank you, Mike, and thanks for your version of celebration of this glorious holiday. I really sit here just appreciating everything you've said and referred to. I saw a version last night, the likes of which I've never seen before. I live on a mountain in Colorado Springs. I can see from Monument to Fountain, essentially about 30 miles. And I've lived in this house 15 years. I've never seen fireworks displayed like I did last night. And it started sometime right about 8 o'clock. And about 10:15, I finally saw enough and retired for the night. But over 2 hours, when I tell you that there were explosions of color that were being launched from virtually every street in the area that I could see, I could liken it no more to what it would be like in war, if we were in war. But this was exactly the opposite end of the spectrum. This was pent up demand for celebrating, for expressing freedoms. And then a friend of mine this morning sent me a link to a helicopter that flew over Los Angeles last night, and it was the same thing. And that state is like no other under legislation, rules, regulations. They're being told all the things that they can't do, don't do. And that city, the same thing. There were people on every street that were shooting off fireworks in Los Angeles, and just makes you proud. I mean, that's the American spirit personified. Just like other time that I've seen.
I think that's absolutely sensational, because if you just turn on the news, and I got to tell you something, I've been in the news business. Sure, I do the restaurant shows, but I've been in those newsrooms 17 years on KKTV Channel 11, the new news, and it's just what crisis, what death, what conflict can we put on the air? And I'm telling you, I've said this on the air before, Scott, if you are one of these people that is sitting at home with 24/7 news channels, and I don't care whether it's a channel on the right, if it's a channel on the left, I'm telling you, you are getting a skewed vision of this country, and you are also doing some serious, serious damage to both your physical and your mental health. You know what? This country has some serious warts, but you know what? It's still the greatest country that man has ever seen. Ronald Reagan said, you know what, democracy isn't perfect, and freedom has its limitations. But I will tell you one thing, we've never had to build a wall to keep our people in. Dennis Prager said, he was talking this week about the millions of people in sub-Saharan black Africa that are just champing at the bit to try to get here. Well, nobody's champing at the bit to try to get to their countries. They're trying to get here because of what the opportunities we provide and what we represent, Scott.
Perfectly said. Perfectly said. It truly was, an expression from the individual streets of this city to see that color last night explode all over.
From the heart of America. We got to call in the first hour. And I'm sorry to interrupt, but I got a call in the first hour about one of the people that won tickets to Bandimere Speedway. And they said they were out there and they watched the Jet Car Nationals. But John Bandimere is a good Christian man. He's a good patriot. He said a prayer. Can you imagine going to an event where somebody says a prayer and they said a prayer, and then the fireworks, when it was after, was all to patriotic music. And the listener said it was just like being – it was Americana. It was like being part of America. People were polite. People said hello to each other. The staff was smiling and happy to see you. I just think that it's people like you, people like me, people like all the people that went out to Bandimere last night, and to all the people displaying the fireworks from a helicopter in Los Angeles and from Scott's house that he could look down on Colorado Springs. It's all of those people.
And you know what, Mike?
We need to continue to speak up.
Much more you, though, Mike, because I've listened to you for years and years, and you bring a neighborhood-type approach to your subjects, specifically restaurants, food, et cetera, you know, the entertainment. You bring that in a neighborly way, and what you're doing this morning, you know, expressing and celebrating the 4th of July is to an audience, a very large audience of every stripe, every color, every creed, every politic, and you're bringing that. So the fact that you can share some of the positive that's going on, and I saw it with my own two eyes last night. I mean, an expression of absolute positive. People just expressing, you know, through fireworks, you know, just a veritable benign, you know. I mean, thankfully we had some rain prior and subsequent to, so the fire danger was not as bad. But
I tell you what, I can't thank you enough for your call. We're going to put you on hold. I'm going to mail you a gift certificate. Boy, what a wonderful weekend we're enjoying here on the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show.
News Talk 710, KNUS.
Has planning your family's vacation become overwhelming? When you call Red Carpet World Travel at 303-743-0011 to plan your next vacation, they'll work with Funjet Vacations to create your personalized vacation package. Red Carpet World Travel and Funjet Vacations have the knowledge and tools necessary to assist you in making the best decisions for your family. Your vacation package with Funjet Vacations will be customized to allow you to purchase a complete vacation experience. Red Carpet World Travel will help you plan an amazing vacation to Mexico, the Caribbean, Hawaii, or Europe, and they'll put it together at one affordable, packaged price. Flight, hotel, transfers, activities, and tours, along with cancel for any reason trip insurance. This can be all included in your Funjet Vacation package price. To plan your next fun-filled Funjet Vacation escape to Mexico, the Caribbean, Hawaii, or Europe, call the travel experts at Red Carpet World Travel, 303-743-0011. Red Carpet World Travel, 303-743-0011, or visit their website at redcarpetworldtravel.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and if you're looking for Chinese food in the Southeast Denver area, why not stop off at the Golden Shanghai, 1412 South Parker Road. Wonderfully, locally, independently owned. Tony and Dana Pond, absolutely wonderful husband and wife team. They've had it for well over 20 years. 1412 South Parker Road. And not only do they serve Chinese food, but they've got Thai food, Vietnamese food. And you know one other thing they've done? They've added a bunch of those real Chinese dishes, the dishes you would get if you decided to go to China. Sure, they've got the sesame chicken and the Mongolian beef, dishes we all love from a Chinese restaurant, but they've got some of that authentic stuff as well. They're open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner at the Golden Shanghai. Their phone number is 303-743-9079. That's 303-743-9079. They've got a private party room, but stop by and say hello to Tony and Dana Pan. Got a full service bar, absolutely wonderful people. The Golden Shanghai Restaurant in Southeast Denver. Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and boy, I've got some great news for you. You know, for years, I've been talking about India's restaurant, 8921 East Hamden, just a little bit east of Yosemite. Well, I got this message from Chris Kapoor. You know, they've been doing takeout only. They've been doing a lot of takeout. Mike, we are open for dine-in. At lunch, we are doing a lunch special for $11.95. You know, they used to have a buffet. You can't do the buffet now. And it is a similar variety as we had for the buffet, but will be served by our staff. Stop by and check it out. I did stop by, and it is great. And whether it's the chicken tikka masala, the tandoori chicken, whether it's the lentils or the saag paneer, the food is absolutely sensational. You can give them a call at India's Restaurant, 303-755-4284. That's 755-4284. And tell them you heard about it from Mike Boyle on the Restaurant Show. Get on over and try that lunch or experience dinner at India's Restaurant.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake. All of those tourists covered.
All right, 24 minutes after 11 o'clock. That's Jimmy Buffett. I'm Mike Boyle. Happy to have you with me. I want to thank Scott for the call from Colorado Springs. Yeah, you know what? The polls, 93% of the polls in 2016 said Hillary Clinton was going to be president. Thank God that didn't happen. So don't get discouraged. Figure out where the polls. I got to tell you something. I've got a real beef with the media right now, and I'm a member of them. I told you last week how so much of the, you know, polls, reporting polls as news, to me is lazy journalism. Why not find out what is going on? News is what is happening or what has happened, recently transpired. News is not speculation from a poll for 4 months out. How many times when you listen to the news do you hear the news people say, this Anthony Fauci, and I got to tell you something, I'm tired of him, but Fauci says, this could happen. This might happen. This may happen. Well, that's not news. It's news when it happens. So if you happen to be a print or electronic or a social media journalist out there, my advice to you is quit being so damn lazy and report the news, not what could happen. We got people telling us what's going to be the weather in 50 years. They can't tell us what the damn weather is coming up this Tuesday. Got that off my chest, didn't I? 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. Studio show today coming up this Saturday, the 11th. I'm going to be at Zapata's Mexican Taco Shop in Rock Rimmon in Colorado Springs. The Saturday afternoon show on KNUS and the Sunday show will both be studio shows. On the 18th, Saturday the 18th, it is the Castle Rock Wine Festival, the 17th annual. I am also doing a Boyle event at Mickey's Express up on Colorado 2, Highway Colorado 2 up north in Commerce City. It's on my website at mikeboyle.com. Mickey's Express is owned by Trace Welch. It owns Mickey's Top Sirloin, 6950 North Broadway. On the 25th, I've got an event in Colorado Springs at Salsa on the Rock. It is a wonderful Mexican restaurant. We're going to do the fajitas for $9.95. That evening, the 25th, I'm going to be at the Exotica Indian Cuisine in Lone Tree. And we've got great specials. They're posted on the website at mikeboyle.com. Okay, so we've got some wonderful events coming up, getting some events going into August. Yes, we anticipate Thursday, August 20th, will be the Taste of Douglas County, the 18th annual. They've got us jumping through some hoops, but I think we're going to be just fine. It's always a fun event. It's always a wonderful event. It's a great opportunity for people to come and try food from wonderful restaurants, to socialize a little bit, to get out, to be responsible. You know what? If you give people an opportunity to be responsible, and responsibility can take different forms to different people. I understand that. How about in Newport Beach? You know, they closed the beaches for the 4th of July weekend in Newport Beach. You know why? Because two Newport Beach lifeguards, and I have tremendous respect for them. I've had them on the air with me. They're talented people, dedicated people. Two of them tested positive for the Rona. So they closed the beaches. I got a better idea. How about you send the two lifeguards home? Treat them and put them in quarantine. And let the beaches be open so that people can go and be socially distanced and socially responsible and enjoy a little bit of that California sun. And like my mother used to say, if you're not feeling good, get your butt out in the sun. Bake it out of you. It'll make you feel better. 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. All right. Let me give you a little bit more Independence Day trivia. One out of eight signers of the Declaration of Independence were educated. Is that right? One out of eight signers were educated? Isn't the correct English? I need an English teacher out there. Give me a call, 303-696. One out of eight signers was educated. Don't you put the verb with the one and not with the eight? Eight, of course, would be plural. Eight signers were educated, but one out of eight were educated. I don't know. Maybe that is right. Maybe you put the one out of eight signers together, and that becomes work. 303-696. You know what? You don't get this stuff on other restaurant shows. 303-696-1971. Two signers of the Declaration. Do we have a caller? Patricia. Is Patricia calling to help me out, Jim? Okay,
hi.
Let's go to Patricia. Hi, Patricia. Welcome to the show.
Well, you are the patriotic guy. I tell you, you're just... I've had so many, like, laughing, crying, upset days recently. And yesterday and today, because of you, is very patriotic. And I just, I'll try to make it real short. I was listening to 710, and I think it was Michael Bailey. I'm not positive, but anyhow, they told this story about this gentleman that designed the 50-star flag. Have you heard that story? I'll make it quick.
I have not. I'd love to hear it.
It's great. Okay, well, we graduated, my husband and I graduated in 1958, and so did this gentleman. And I should have looked it up as to who designed the 50-star flag. All I remember
it was 1959 when Alaska and Hawaii entered the Union.
Right.
Okay.
So in 1958, he was graduating from high school, Bob, and his teacher asked the whole class to put together some type of a different project. It doesn't have to be a science project or anything. Just do something. So he kept thinking, and he knew that Alaska was coming in very quickly and Hawaii to follow. And he also knew that his folks had a 48-star flag that they had gotten as a wedding present. And so he decided to take scissors, thread and needle, take that flag apart and make 50 stars on it. And his mother and dad just had a fit. They said, "Oh my God, Bob, you're destroying the flag. And why are you doing that?" And he said, "Because we're going to have 50 stars and it's got to have 50 stars on it." So anyhow, he turned it into the teacher, and the teacher said, "It's okay. I'll give you a B-." And he said, "Well, I'll tell you what, Teach." He said, "If I get this to Washington," he said, "would you raise my grade?" And the teacher said, "Yes." So for the next maybe 3 or 4 years, maybe even longer, he kept trying to get a hold of somebody at the State Department, somebody in the White House. And one day his mother called him in from being outside, and she said, "Bob," she said, "the President of the United States is on the phone." And he knew it was Dwight Eisenhower, and he went in. It was during that time, so whatever period, I'm not exactly sure. So he picked up the phone, and he didn't know what to say, so he said, "Hi, Dwight." And Dwight Eisenhower, president, said, "Hi, Bob." He said, "We've received so many calls from you, and I see this flag. I'd like you to come here on the 4th of July to Washington this year. And talk to me about this, because I think we're going to develop the style that you have for our 50-star flag." And so he did go, and that is the flag we have, the one that was a 48-star one and was his mom and dad's a wedding present for them years before. And before he died at 68, he also designed a flag that has 51 stars. And I think they said it was 7878, something like that. I didn't get that whole thing on what the 50, in case another, maybe, I don't know, Puerto Rico or something comes along and becomes a state. So, but I just thought it was such a good story, and I wanted to share it with your listeners that didn't hear it a couple of days ago.
I think it's a great story, and I hope that even though it was years later, he called his teacher and said, "How about bumping up that grade a little bit?"
Oh, he did. Oh, that's the bottom line. Thank you. He did, and he said, "I will put it on your record that you now have an A instead of a B minus." Oh, and he became, I think he went into politics, and it was He did. He was mayor of some city in Connecticut or something for 8 or 9 years. So it was just a lovely story. So
that is a great story. And I will editorially inject, we don't need Puerto Rico as our 51st state. And we sure as hell don't need a constitutionally violated Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia as a 51st state. Got that off my chest, didn't I?
Oh, and I'm right there with you. All right. Well,
all right,
thank
Patricia,
you for being our
Patricia,
patriotic
where do you,
pal.
Where do you live? What town?
We live in Centennial.
I'm going to send you. We're going to put you on hold. I'll find something. I'll find some gift certificate to give you that you can use and enjoy. Okay. All right. We got Patricia on hold. You know what? I'm sending gift certificates to Dave, Tim, Scott, and Patricia just because I'm in a good mood. And you know what she talked about? I'll tell you what. If you don't wake up in a positive attitude, positive mood, I guarantee you your day's not going to get any better. It's a good way to start it. We'll be right back on The Restaurant Show.
You've heard of New York-style pizza. You've heard of Chicago-style pizza. But have you ever heard of Midwest-style pizza? Well, that's what they're serving at Granelli's Pizza on Wilcox Street in downtown Castle Rock. You know how the toppings are put on under the cheese in Chicago? Well, that's what new owner Angie Trano is doing at Granelli's. But here's the big but. She says that that's how they make pizzas in Minnesota, where she's from, and Wisconsin and Iowa. So she calls it Midwest-style pizza. Whatever you call it, it's good. Granelli's has been around for over 20 years and also serves some wonderful appetizers, salads, sandwiches, and pastas. And even though Granelli's did well with takeout, now the dining room is open. So dine in or take out. Granelli's also offers a nice selection of local craft beers. Granelli's is easy to get to off I-25 at exit 182 or the Plum Creek exit number 181. And if you'd rather bake the pizza yourself, have it when you want it. Granelli's also does a wonderful take and bake pizza. Open 6 days a week, closed Sunday. You can either stop by and order or give them a call at 303-814-1853. That's 303-814-1853. Ask for Angie. She'd love to meet you.
Good news, no great news. The four View House restaurants, yep, four, downtown across from Coors Field, historic downtown Littleton, Centennial just off I-25 and the Tech Center, and the newest store in Colorado Springs are now open for dine-in eating, drinking, or to enjoy one of their fabulous rooftop patios. If you prefer, each View House location is still doing takeout, but it's time to get together again with friends. Enjoy dine-in. Each store is staffed and ready to serve you. All meals are being prepared under the supervision of corporate executive chef Jose Guerrero and his excellent staff at each individual restaurant. The View House restaurants are also constantly updating their offerings, so ask about special items and package deals. Maybe even take one of their craft brewed beers home with you. Remember that each View House restaurant has private party rooms that can accommodate groups of all sizes. And if you don't want to dine in or pick up your takeout meal, each View House has its own delivery service. You can enjoy View House food in the comfort of your own home. But if you want Mike's suggestion, stop by any of the four View House locations: Lodo, Littleton, Centennial, and Colorado Springs. Good food, friendly people, all with great views from their rooftop patios.
Hey everybody, it's Mike from the Black Hat Cattle Company up in Kittredge. You know, Highway 74, just a little bit west of Morrison, doing a great job. Dinner only house, Dave Rodriguez, a good old boy from Red Lodge, Montana, over 35 years in the steakhouse business. Well, what they did was they shut down for the Great American Shutdown. But what they did, they came up with a great package. Listen to this. You can get a box of their steaks, Gold Canyon Premium Angus Beef, 2 ribeyes, 2 New Yorks. 2 top sirloins, 2 fillets, and 2 pounds of ground beef patty, all to go for $125. You can stop by, pick it up. You give them a call to reserve them, 303-670-0941. That's 303-670-0941. It's $125. Stop by. You pick them up. You take them home. You fire up the Barbie. You open up a bottle of wine, and you are having Black Hat Cattle Company steaks right in the comfort of your home.
Pop open an ice-cold Pepsi while you enjoy more of the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show.
All right, 11:39 is the time. Thanks for tuning in every Saturday, 10 to 1 in Colorado Springs, every Saturday afternoon, 3 to 5 in Denver, and every Sunday, 10 o'clock until noon, all up and down the Front Range. I want to thank those of you down in Colorado Springs. I want to thank those of you up north for listening to the show. Happy to have you with me on this Independence Day weekend. The President John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and James Monroe all died on the 4th. Adams and Jefferson, who both signed the Declaration of Independence, died on the same day, within hours of each other, in 1826. In 1776, there were about 2.5 million people living in the new nation. Today, the population of the U.S. is somewhere around 320 million. Benjamin Franklin proposed the turkey as the national bird, but was overruled by John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, who recommended the bald eagle, to which I say, thank you, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson. We got enough turkeys in politics without having them be the national bird. That probably is deserving of a rim shot. Thank you very much. Barbecue Day is big. Barbecue is big on Independence Day. Approximately 150 million hot dogs and 700 pounds of chicken are consumed on the 4th of July. Every 4th of July, the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia, which I have been to, is tapped. It's not actually rung 13 times in honor of the original 13 colonies. We talked about the flag going from 48 to 50. The original flag had 13 stars in a circle representing each of the colonies so that every colony was recognized as equal. Isn't that kind of cool? All right. A couple of other things talking about what happened to the signers of the Declaration of Independence. Carter Braxton of Virginia, a wealthy planter and trader, saw his ship swept from the seas by the British Navy. He sold his home and properties to pay his debts and died in rags. What kind of men were these? 24 were lawyers and jurists, 11 were merchants, 9 were farmers and large plantation owners, men of means, well-educated. But they signed the Declaration of Independence knowing full well that the penalty would be death if they were captured. Thomas McKean was so hounded by the British that he was forced to move his family almost constantly. He served in Congress without pay, and his family was kept in hiding. His possessions were taken from him, and poverty was his reward. John Hart was driven from his wife's bedside as she lay dying. Their 13 children fled for their lives. His fields and grist mill were laid to waste. More than a year, he lived in forests and caves, returning home to find his wife dead and his children vanished. A few weeks later, he died from exhaustion and a broken heart. Anyway, I don't think it's too much to ask us to stand for the national anthem. I don't think it's too much to hold our hands over our hearts when the flag goes by. 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. The NFL has apparent. Oh, by the way, I got an email from Joyce. Joyce said that the reason John Hancock signed so big was so that the signature could be read without spectacles. And I think that that kind of falls into what Tim was saying from Westminster. He wanted it to be bold. He wanted you to be able to see it. He wanted to say, my name is John Hancock, and I support wholeheartedly this Declaration of Independence. So thank you, Joyce. I appreciate that. What else? What else am I going to do here? 303-696-1971. I'm actually reading a book about Washington, D.C. I got a, you know, I hear from these publicists, and, well, you know what? I'll tell you what we're going to do before I tell you about the book. Jim Nichols, producing the show, supposedly the black national anthem, like Stephen Tubbs on our station. I didn't know there was a black national anthem. Lift every voice and sing. Jim, get on your microphone and give us a little history of this. Because you know what? We're tearing down statues of Abraham Lincoln, who issued the Emancipation Proclamation, for God's sakes, in 1862. Ulysses S. Grant, leader of the Union armies. You ought to read the book. It's about 1,000 pages, and I know a lot of you don't read books that big. But it's the history of Ulysses S. Grant, and it is written by Andrew. I'll figure it out in just a moment while Jim is giving us their history. Did probably more for blacks after the Civil War, during Reconstruction. He sent the army in to the South to make sure that the rights that they had won with the Emancipation Proclamation, the freedoms that they had won, were given to them. Now, I understand we've gone through a lot of turmoil in the civil rights movement and so forth and so on, but you're tearing down statues of Lincoln and Grant for crying out loud? How misguided is that? Jim, tell us the story about the Lincoln birthday in 1900.
Yeah, so this guy named James Weldon Johnson wrote this. It was actually started, as a poem, and it was put to music by his brother. And in 1900, February 12th, 1900, Jacksonville, Florida, 500 school children actually celebrated. It was actually performed for a celebration for Lincoln's birthday. So I thought that was pretty cool. It was adopted by the NAACP shortly thereafter, and now it's one of the most cherished songs of the African American civil rights movement. So
and
considered the Black national anthem.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So great. And yeah. So. But it was sung at a festivity for Abraham Lincoln.
Yes, President Lincoln's birthday.
All right. Now I found the autobiography. Well, it's not the autobiography. I don't want the autobiography. Do I? No. I don't want. The biography of U.S. Grant. And I'm telling you what he. I mean, he was. If you read some books about him and the way he waged that war, he was just bulldoze him over. Okay, a biography. I found it, and it is by. How come when I tap on it, Jim, it doesn't bring it up so I can tell who wrote it?
I'm not exactly sure.
Well, you're the producer, and you're supposed to know this stuff. Okay. Well, I'm going to figure this out, and I will get that on the air. But people, it ought to be. One of the most famous questions, you remember Groucho Marx when he would have a contestant on back in the 50s in black and white television on the Groucho Marx show? And I know that some of our listeners remember this. When the listener couldn't get anything right, he would finally say, all right, who's buried in Grant's tomb? Grant's tomb is in New York, and obviously it is Ulysses S. Grant, U.S. Grant. Okay, well, I'll get that figured out. I'll find books about U.S. Grant because it's a wonderful, wonderful book. But my point is that all these dimwits, all these dumbasses that are tearing down monuments and statues, first of all, I don't see what purpose it serves. And don't they look juvenile to you dancing around and jumping on this concrete statue and so forth and so on? But at any rate, I just don't get it. I don't understand, especially Grant and Lincoln. Okay. I got a couple more trivia things here for you, and then I am going to we're going to go out with the flag. Want to remind you once again, we got upcoming events. Check them out on my website at mikeboyle.com. That's MikeBoyle.com. And check out my daughter's website, gustomexico.com, GUSTO. Yes, I am going to go down and visit my daughter in Puerto Vallarta shortly. I got a book from a publicist by Otho, O-T-H-O. I've only known one other Otho in my entire life. He was a baker down in Colorado Springs, very talented guy, Eskin, E-S-K-I-N. He is a lawyer and former member of the United States Foreign Service. He has written a book called The Reflecting Pool, and it's a mystery. It's a thriller about a body found in the reflecting pool in Washington, D.C., which, of course, goes up to the Washington Monument, goes up to the Lincoln Monument. But anyway, it's coming out in September of 2020, but I got what's known as a galley copy, an advanced reader's edition. It's not for sale. It's got a mistake or two in there, a typo here, a typo there. But anyway, it's pretty good, and this guy's a brand-new author, and I'm going to get him on probably when the book, you know, there's no point in putting it on right now, June, July, August, whatever. I'll wait until September when the book comes out. But I'm really enjoying it. So we might have a new author on the scene that we can share with you. In 2012, the vast majority of imported U.S. flags were made in China. Do you remember on Memorial Day, there was the flag company in Pennsylvania when that nut job governor of theirs up there is a Democrat, of course, wouldn't let the flag company open up so that they could make flags in America that could then be distributed to military cemeteries around the country? This is what you get when you elect Democrats. We're going to go and take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to introduce the way we're going to go out that I think is going to make you stand up, put your hand over your heart, swell with pride, and say, God bless America. We'll be right back on the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show.
With the shutdown over, wouldn't you like to go on a nice ocean-type vacation? Can't take the time? Don't want to fly? Well, did you know you only have to go as far as Happy Canyon Road in South Santa Fe and Castle Pines to get wonderful fresh seafood? That's right, Tressel's Coastal Cuisine. For over 2 years now, Jose and Mimi Espinosa have been bringing their 30-plus years of Huntington Beach seafood restaurant expertise to the area. Maybe start with some fresh oysters. Jose is tremendously proud of his selection of both East and West Coast oysters. Maybe the crab cakes. For fresh seafood, maybe enjoy the scallops, king crab, or the fresh fish of the day. Have a carnivore in your party? Choose from the New York Strip, a filet, and the rack of lamb is sensational. Tressel's serves lunch Monday through Saturday and is open for dinner nightly, has a beautiful but relaxed decor and a patio that was made to enjoy our fabulous Colorado sunsets, and a wine list that is second to none, compliments a full-service bar. It's called Tressel's Coastal Cuisine, but the salads are fabulous. Oh, and if you're craving a burger, it's one of the best around. Tressel's welcomes reservations, so either drop in or call 303-663-3622. That's 303-663-3622. And remember, if you still want to do takeout, Tressel's is happy to accommodate you.
The warm weather is finally here. Thank goodness. You've just finished cutting the grass, washing the car, sanding and painting the deck, breaking out the grill. Maybe you've been chasing the kids around the park or trying to maintain your athletic body by walking, biking, running, or hiking. Well, you need to rehydrate. You're thinking, wouldn't an ice-cold Pepsi go good right now? You bet it would. But maybe fire down an ice-cold bottle of Propel, Life Water, or Aquafina first, or maybe a Gatorade instead. Cool off and then think about relaxing on the back deck or in the backyard with a Pepsi, either regular or diet, or maybe even a Pepsi Zero Sugar. Then there's Mountain Dew, Sierra Mist Lemon Lime, or Mug Root Beer that are sure to please. Iced tea? Pepsi also bottles and distributes Lipton tea. But whichever way you go, Pepsi and all of their other products are sure to refresh and are made for our active Colorado lifestyle. And if you need some snacks, don't forget that Pepsi also distributes Lay's, Ruffles, and Tostitos chips and other snacks, including Mike's new favorite, the Cheddar Jalapeno Cheetos. So remember to look for Pepsi products wherever they are sold and stock up for the warm weather. What is going to be a beautiful summer.
Hey, everybody, Mike Boyle, host of the Restaurant Shows. You know, over the Great American Shutdown, I learned a lot about a lot of different restaurateurs here in the Denver metro area. One of the best around is Steve Shaw. Steve and his partners own and operate the 9 Black Eyed Peas all up and down the Front Range. They said, if we're going to be shut down, we're going to do takeout, but we're going to do it very, very well. They came up with grab-and-go packages. They came up with family meals. They also started their own delivery service. But you know what? Now they're open, and you can stop by. Go on in, sit down, relax, have a beer, have a glass of wine, enjoy that wonderful chicken, fried chicken. It is absolutely sensational. Maybe you want the nice, slow roasted, juicy pot roast. They've got a full service menu. Every meal comes with two sides. Yep, you get to choose from a whole bunch of different sides. They're open 7 days a week now for lunch and dinner. The Black Eyed Peas, 9 locations all up and down the Front Range. Stop by. I think you're going to love them. And tell them you've heard about it from Mike Boyle on the Restaurant Show.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com.
She said, I'm going out with my girlfriends.
All right, 11:53 coming up on 11:54. We don't have a lot of time because I want to play something for you to go out. But let's go to Tom in Denver, see what Tom has to say. Tom, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'm reading the personal memoirs of Ulysses S. Grant written by him. About 700 pages. He finished writing it and died 2 weeks later. And it was published by Mark Twain. Extremely.
Published by who?
Well, the same publisher Mark Twain had. But it's extremely well written. Grant was a very good writer.
Uh huh.
So
thank you for that. But this That's an autobiography, and I'm trying to find a biography, and I don't know why I'm having so much trouble finding it. But
these are Grant's own words. I mean, 700 pages worth from the when he grew up, went to West Point, the Mexican War, everything. So.
I know he was a fascinating guy. He really was, and he got a bad reputation as just being an overwhelming force military guy and being a drunk in office and so forth and so on. But he was a pretty talented guy, and he was a very caring guy. That was the thing that I was impressed about, weren't you, Mark? I beg your pardon, Tom.
Well, he got the 15th Amendment through, which gave black men at least the right to vote, and. He went after the Ku Klux Klan, destroyed them and during Reconstruction. So,
Tom, I've got to go because I'm going to end the show. Thank you for calling. Folks, we are going to end with the flag. Enjoy it. Happy Independence Day weekend.
I would like for you to know that I believe that if our flag could speak, these are the words that it would say. Ladies and gentlemen, I now present Old Glory. I am the flag of the United States of America. My name is Old Glory. I fly atop the world's tallest buildings, and I stand watch in America's halls of justice. I fly I would like for you to know that I believe that if our flag could speak, these are the words that it would say. Ladies and gentlemen, I now present Old Glory. I am the flag of the United States of America. My name is Old Glory. I fly atop the world's tallest buildings, and I stand watch in America's halls of justice. I fly majestically across the great institutions of learning, and I stand guard with the greatest military power in the world. Look up and see me. I stand for peace, truth, honor, and justice. I stand for freedom. I am confident. I am brave. I am proud. And I am ready. When I am flown with my fellow banners, my head is held a little higher. My arms a little truer. Except for my God, I bow to no one. I am recognized all over the world. I am sovereign. I am saluted. I am respected. I am honored. I am loved. And yet I am feared. I have fought in every battle of every war for more than 200 years. Some of these battles include Gettysburg, Shiloh, Appomattox, San Juan Hill, the trenches of France, the Aragon Forest, Anzio, Rome, the beaches of Normandy, Guam, Okinawa, Korea, Kisan, Saigon, Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq, Kuwait, Syria, and scores of other places long forgotten by all. Except those that were there with me, I know because I was there. I led my special operations forces in the quiet of the night, and at the tip of the spear, I saw them fight fearlessly throughout the globe every day of the year. I watched over them even during the casualties of Desert One, and they still loved me. I was on a small hill, Iwo Jima. I was dirty, battle-worn, tired, but my soldiers and my sailors, my airmen, my Coast Guardsmen, my Marines, they all cheered me, and I was so very proud. I was at Ground Zero in New York City on September the 11th as cowardly fanatics attacked America. I was raised from the ashes of once proud buildings by brave firefighters. These were heroes who risked their lives to save others, showing all that America, although bloodied, will never be beaten because those who would destroy me cannot win. For I am the symbol of freedom, of one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I have been soiled, I've been burned, I've been torn, and I have been trampled on in the streets of my own country. And when it is done by those whom I have served with in battle, it hurts. But hear me today when I say, I will overcome because I am strong. I have slipped the surly bounds of earth, and from my vantage point on the moon, I stand watch over the uncharted new frontiers of space. and I have been that silent witness to all of America's finest hours. But my finest hour comes when my stripes are torn into strips to be used as bandages to cover the wounds of my fellow comrades on the field of battle. And also when I fly at half-mast to honor my soldiers and my sailors, my airmen, my Coast Guardsmen, my Marines. But most importantly, when I'm placed into the trembling arms of a grieving mother at the gravesite of her fallen son or her fallen daughter.